Hi there, it's Clint Salter from Studio Success Formula, and welcome to your Digital Marketing Masterclass. I'd love you to tell me right now how much of the marketing you're doing currently is online. Are you doing any marketing online aside from running your social media pages and accounts? Well, today I want to run you through a number of super effective digital marketing strategies that won't only drive you more student inquiries, but it's going to boost the awareness of your studio while positioning you as an authority in the dance industry. Ever since my days working as a senior celebrity agent here in Sydney, Australia, I've been slightly obsessed with how a business or business owners go from being undiscovered to an authority. Over my 5 years as an agent and then creating and selling my three businesses, including a dance studio and Dance Life, I've been able to create a formula for becoming an authority. And today I'm going to share with you the online strategies you can implement into your studio's marketing plan to become the go-to studio. Are you ready? Let's get started. Number one is your newsletter. Now, your newsletter is one of the most effective communication tools to speak with your current dance families and potential new families, plus families that have left. You heard it right, even the ones that have left. Did you see here I mentioned two groups of people? Current customers and people who have been customers and people who might be customers. So let's start by talking about your newsletter for your families currently at your studio. This should be a great mix of sharing big news, student achievements, competition results, etc., upcoming events at the studio and keeping them in the know. Overall, this is an upbeat newsletter. Even give it a name like the Jazz Hands Times or something similar. You could even run a competition at your studio for them to give a name to your newsletter. This newsletter has two objectives: to inform and to retain. Give them the information they need and tell them about all the great things that's happening at your studio. You can send this out through MailChimp, which has a free option, or Entreport, like SendPepper. This is the digital masterclass, so I won't be talking about sending home a hard copy of a newsletter. Now, the other newsletter I mentioned was one that goes to potential customers and old customers. You should also send this out once a month, and this newsletter uses the same upbeat and proud content that you have in your studio newsletter. You'll need to take out the studio specific details and add a strong call to action in it about starting class. You can lead them to your irresistible free gift, which could be your unlimited class pass, or have them call the studio directly. People from this list will unsubscribe, which is fine. The whole idea around this is staying top of mind. It might not be them that ends up coming to class, but they could refer your studio to a friend or a family member. Now, you want to send these newsletters, like I mentioned, out once a month. In the online tools bonus, I've given you the links to sign up for MailChimp or SendPepper. And so I'd suggest if you're using SendPepper for your auto-respond campaign, so with your irresistible free gift that we went through, then use this for your newsletter as well. So keep everything in the one place. Next up is email marketing. Now, it's one of the most effective ways to get people to take action. The result, though, is based on how relevant the message is to the audience and how effective you use the language in your email. Email marketing is used in the broader business world to accelerate the pace in which you grow a relationship, so build trust and credibility. That then is usually followed by an invitation for you to buy something. As an example, let's say that you have a new uniform that you're launching at the studio. To get the most amount of exposure for the launch of the new range, you could send a number of emails over 7 days that walks them through the process of you creating, designing, and making the new uniforms. It's all about storytelling and getting your customers feeling a part of the process that will leave them wanting to grab the new uniforms as soon as it's done. Let me walk you through how you could roll out an email marketing campaign around this. This strategy can be applied to anything, concerts, recital tickets, summer camps or workshops, product launches, the list really goes on. You can also back this campaign up by including content on Facebook and Instagram to create even greater coverage. So let's say email one. So we're talking about the new uniform here. Email one is the big announcement. You would say in this email that you have an exciting announcement to make in 2 days' time and to keep an eye on your inbox. Email two, subject line, the secret is out. That would be the subject line, and here you would announce the new uniforms and talk about why you're bringing in a new uniform. You need to get buy-in from your students and parents. Email three, uniform designs inside. You can show them a few of the finished uniform designs and mention that in 2 days you'll be telling people how they can get them. Then in email four, taking orders. Getting quick. In this email, you can announce that the dressmakers will be at the studio on certain days to take measurements and orders, but only those certain days, and that you wouldn't be doing another order for maybe 2 months. Now, you can't just say this. It needs to be true. This means that people know that they can't get them any other time and they need to make a decision and take action quickly. This is just one example of email marketing, but you can certainly apply this to your entire offering. We've done this with many of our private clients. And as I mentioned, you know, tickets to events, you know, maybe you're launching a new event, new classes, new teachers, build up excitement around new great teachers you've got coming in, workshops. Look, the list really goes on. Next, so we have write blogs or articles. Now, you should have a news section on your website, which you should have all of your latest news about what's happening at the studio, plus some articles from you or your teachers about things that could add massive value to your families and potential new families. Now, when I talk about writing, I don't want you to freak out because you don't need to be an excellent writer to publish blogs and articles. You see, there are a number of excellent copywriters out there who can take your idea from a few dot points or sentences and make them a 250 to 500 word article. I've listed the details from some excellent copywriters that I use, that my private clients use and have worked with in the online tools bonus. And so to give you a head start, what are some headline examples you could write about for your blog or news page? Well, maybe the ballet effect, how having a technical background in ballet makes you a standout commercial dancer. What about 5 steps to improving your flexibility? How to improve your flexibility in less than 5 minutes per day? Another one, takeaway treats. The 5 takeaway foods that you can eat without feeling guilty. The road to becoming a full-time performer. The 7 things you need to do daily to get yourself to the top of the pack. And then lastly, the dancer's mindset, how to overcome fear and turn it into a driver to propel you forward. They're just a couple of ideas. We've got 5 there. And you can come up with your own. You've seen there that I've used a lot of numbers. These work really well. So there are a few ideas to get your creative juices flowing. Now, once you've written an article, it's important you push it out to as many people and platforms as possible. You know, share it on your newsletter, through your website, through social media. And there's also a number of online directories like eZine articles that you could put your article. This will basically syndicate your articles to other websites, which will increase the coverage, plus it boosts your search engine optimization, your SEO. You can also write guest blogs or articles. So this is similar to what we just discussed. What you would do here is identify dance-related blogs or website where your ideal students are looking and have your articles posted there. Some of them may allow you to post the same articles that you've written for your website on their site, or they might need to be exclusive. The exposure for writing on other sites is awesome, plus really boosts your credibility. Just be careful of one thing. You want to ensure the website has great traffic being generated to the site and your article. There is no point spending time writing articles for websites who have a small amount of visitors. You also want to make sure that they'll push your article out through their social media and their newsletters if they have one. So that's leverage. You know, we really want to be able to leverage the opportunity. So How to start here is to make a list of 10 or so websites or blogs that you know are popular and put together a pitch letter for them that outlines exactly why you should write for them. If you're unsure of the blogs and websites, ask your students what they're reading or looking at, which is going to give you a great indication of where your ideal students are. Next, we have Write a Guide. This is certainly the era of content marketing. Content marketing simply means giving away massive value for free to your ideal customer in the form of a guide, an ebook, a video training, or an audio series. I want you to have a think about something that you could create to have on your website that you could give away. Similar to what you could have for your IFG, your irresistible free gift, but give it away for free as a direct download. You could create a guide that is the 8 things all professional dancers have in common, or 6 interviews with world-class choreographers on what they look for when hiring a dancer. To make this happen, simply have a phone conversation with 6 choreographers, then have it transcribed on Fiverr, or you can post a job up on Elance, and then have a graphic designer put it into a well-designed PDF. And you can get all the details from all of those people in our online tools. You can then promote it on your website, social media, really anywhere. You can even include it on Amazon as an ebook. This is an excellent way for you to position yourself and your studio, as you will include your contact details in the guide, along with your studio name, as the go-to person for dance in your area. It's awesome and doesn't take too much time. The great thing is that once you've created it, you can continually promote it. This is great with this content because you create it once and then you can use it for years and years and years, and it's always online, so it's always bringing new students to you. I'm excited, as you can tell. Next up, we've got Google Places and Maps. This is a very simple way to be found on Google. If you haven't already registered for your business, make sure you click the link in the online tools guide. Just follow the prompts and your business listing will be live in no time at no cost. The other benefits is that it's also going to help you greatly with search engine optimization. Number 7. Online directories. Depending on where you are in the world, there's going to be a number of directories it would be beneficial for you to list your business in to help more people find you. Plus, it's going to boost your overall ranking with our friends at Google. To give you an example, if you're a studio owner in Australia, you could list your website with directories like True Local, Hot Frog, Weblink, Yellow Pages, Local Business Guide, and Start Local. There are new directories launching all the time, so just do some research on Google and start adding your listing straight away. Another product from Google is AdWords. Now, I'm sure you would have heard on AdWords or cost per click advertising. AdWords is how Google search generates their revenue, and I'm sure you would have seen many examples of Google ads when you're surfing the internet. AdWords is a platform that allows you to bid on certain search words or terms. So when someone searches, for example, Dance Studio Brooklyn, you can create an advert and bid on this search term so that you'll come up when the search happens. This is a very simple way of explaining quite a complicated concept. In the online tools guide, I've given you a link to a bunch of videos that explains the AdWords process from start to finish. Getting a little bit more advanced here with remarketing. I love this strategy though, and I think it's really important that you start to look into this for your studio. It's a more advanced strategy, as I mentioned, and you may want to implement this once you've mastered AdWords, and it's remarketing, which is also part of the options available in AdWords. Remarketing is a very cool indeed, and you've probably seen it in action. You know how a website, when you visit a website and maybe you're about to buy something and you decide now's not the right time, or you get distracted and you forget about it, and then the product or website shows up in an advert on another website like magic? Well, it's not magic, it's remarketing. Basically, you or your web developer put some code, which AdWords will give you, into a page on your website. Then every time someone leaves that page, Google follows them and serves them adverts while they browse the internet. it's pretty amazing, right? And a little bit scary. Not only is it great for getting new student leads in the door, it's also great for building awareness and increasing your retention. Imagine someone goes to sign up for your unlimited 7-day class pass, but doesn't end up signing up because they got distracted or a bit of fear kind of jumped in at last minute. You can then serve them with banner or text adverts across the Google network, even YouTube, that reminds them to get their pass. It's truly amazing. Now, I've given you a link in the online tools guide for more details on remarketing if this interests you. We're also talking about, I'd love to chat to you about remarketing in the VIP forum as well. So jump on over there and I can give you some more tips and help you with your specific remarketing campaign tailored to your studio. And again, this is another one that you've got to test and measure in terms of the types of ads you're serving them through the remarketing strategy. Next up, we've got SEO, also known as search engine optimization. Now, I'm certainly no expert when it comes to SEO, but I've spent thousands of dollars on this over the years and lost quite a bit of money. There is an art to putting in place a successful SEO strategy for your business, and it shouldn't cost you thousands of dollars. One of my buddies is SEO expert Kate Toon, and I've had Kate create us a great little SEO guide that you can download below. It's great, and it's really just going to get your head around how SEO can work for your studio. So download that guide below. So group buying deals. Now, this strategy is a little controversial. Some studios have been burnt in the past by using group buying sites like LivingSocial, Groupon, Spreet, etc., because they come for 2 weeks, do the class, and they never come back. In saying that, quite a few of my private mentoring clients have had great success with group buying deals because they have a solid enrollment and lead nurturing process in place. In saying that, group buying deals are not suitable for all dance studios. You need to have capacity to take a large number of new students and generally be in a location close to a main city. Again, this is dependent on the country that you're in. Some of my larger studio clients will introduce new classes only for the group buying campaigns, knowing that they all won't convert to regular students. So instead of disrupting current classes, you can operate separate ones. And then if you want them to stay, you just need to put them in the normal class. It's pretty cool. So some ideas in terms of offers that you may want to run and that my clients have run in the past include 10 classes in 10 days. This is when they can do 10 classes across 10 days. It doesn't need to be one a day. You might not have enough classes for that age group. Another idea is to offer 2 weeks of classes. The most important thing with these offers is to make sure you look after these leads from the moment they step in the door to the moment they leave each class. If you're going to trial a group buying offer, here are the steps you should follow to increase your conversion rates. Step number one, you want to have them fill in an enrollment form when they join. Number two, call them the next day after their first class to see how they are feeling and to see what they love most about the class. Step number three, send an email 2 days later to tell them a little bit more about how your studio works and the benefits of attending class. Create a story and paint a picture for them about what it would be like to join your dance studio family. Number four, 2 days later, give them a call, see how they are going, and present them with an offer if they sign up there with you. Now, this is dependent on what they've signed up for in the first place, but it could be 2 weeks free tuition or something similar. If they don't sign up for the offer, then send them an email with details of the offer and that it will close in 24 hours. Number five, at the end of their deal period, make sure you talk to them after class to gain more feedback and to check in to see if they want to join. If you miss them and they leave, make sure you follow up with a call. It's important that every lead is followed through till the end. And number six, If they sign up, go through the normal enrollment process and give them a welcome pack. You should also give them a few vouchers that they can give to their friends to come and try your class for free. So two class gift vouchers are great. This is part of your referral process, which we're going to cover as well in an upcoming module. Now, look, that might sound like a bit of following up to you, but I want to ask you right now, if you get 10 or 20 or 30 or 50 people come through this process, come through a group buying offer, and you've got a process in place, you know, you can put all of those emails on automation through Entreport, through SendPepper, even through MailChimp. You can set that up so that's automatic. And then the only thing that's manual is the calls. But think about how many new students you could generate very quickly with this type of strategy in place. Next up, we've got mobile app advertising. Now, this one's a little bit different and a little bit of a new territory for dance studio owners, but one that will become very big in the coming years. And so this could be for a local coffee mobile app. I'm not going to spend too much time on this as there's not kind of enough opportunities here. Although one campaign I've seen work really well is with a local coffee shop or cafes that use a coffee app. There are quite a few cafes and coffee stores that use apps where their customers order their coffee on the app and it's ready when they arrive. As the advertising medium is quite new, it's very inexpensive. And when you think about targeting local parents in the area, it's a great way to get more visibility for your studio. From the app, you would have a banner or full screen advert that would take them to your opt-in page for your, as an example, unlimited class pass. It's definitely something to investigate further with your local coffee shops and cafes. Then have video marketing. As we mentioned in the social media lesson, video marketing, you know, videos are a fantastic way to promote your studio. With any video you take, you need to be ensuring that it's uploaded to your YouTube channel. And a small tip here, ensure you put your website in the description right up the top and the address of your studio in under the description of the video. This is going to give you more click-throughs to your website. Other ideas for videos you might showcase on YouTube are showreels of the studio, maybe a day in the life of, bits from a guest teacher workshop, videos from behind the scenes at a competition or a festival, and the list goes on. You can also share these videos on social media, your blogs and newsletters once you've uploaded them to YouTube. Just make sure you have written permission from parents and the students that you can take photos and video footage of them, like we mentioned before. Okay, so there are the top 13 ways you can market your studio online on a really limited budget. As I mentioned, some of these are free and the rest is up to you in terms of how much you can afford to spend each month. Now, don't go spending your entire budget just yet on online strategies. As coming up, I'm going to share with you the awesome offline strategies that are still producing killer results. I want to thank you for spending the time on this lesson. It's been a little bit of a big one, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you in our next one. Take care. Bye for now.